Ever since December, people on the Minnesota birding listservs have been raving about the several short-eared owls that appear every afternoon at Carlos Avery Wildlife Management Area near Forest Lake. I hadn't had a chance to get down there at all until this weekend, but on Sunday, January 7th, I finally went down. I met a good birding friend, Sharon Steitler, in Forest Lake for breakfast, and then we headed to the management area for a day of birding. We first stopped at a large stand of old cedars growing in rows. It was deeply overcast and windy, but the trees were oriented to provide an excellent wind barrier, rather the ideal place to spot a roosting saw-whet owl. So we hopped out of the car and started walking up one row and down another. Sharon has a special love for raptors of all kinds, and she was great at spotting whitewash and finding owl pellets. She found 3 pellets and several white puddles, but even though our eyes scoured the branches, we couldn't locate a single owl. We did see plenty of owl food in the form of voles that were moving through their tunnels. Normally in January, their tunnels are blanketed by several inches of protective and insulating snow, but this year they're pretty exposed. But unlike the mice, we didn't detect a single bird during the whole time we were at that spot. Not a chickadee or a woodpecker or anything, except near the end we heard a couple of distant crows. I said there must be a bird feeding station somewhere in the area to keep the chickadees busy, but we didn't know where that might be. Next, we drove around some of the dikes just to see what was out there. There's a huge bald eagle nest built in a deciduous tree that we could see from the road, and that just happened to be the one spot where we saw 2 adult bald eagles. We had several rough-legged hawks, the most abundant raptor of the day, including a gorgeous dark morph one, and we also had 2 adult male northern harriers flying over fields. Snow was swirling around one of them, and the white-on-white was ethereal. We also found 1 northern shrike. We had a great time driving the roads and then decided to see what we might find at headquarters. There were a few 1-story buildings for heavy equipment and an office, and a house with a great bird feeding station, so we jumped out of the car to check it out. I was testing a new camera and a digiscoping adapter I made from a plastic medicine jar, and I went to town testing it out on chickadees, juncos, a downy woodpecker, both nuthatches, and some uncooperative cardinals. Despite the dim light, the system worked great. When I got home, I posted some of the photos at Birder Blog. While I was busy, Sharon heard some distant chickadees swearing up a storm, and she went to investigate. They were scolding a saw-whet owl roosting way high up in a pine tree, a tree surrounded by other trees such that there simply wasn't any vantage point for seeing the owl clearly from the ground. She got me, and we found it in my scope. I took a horribly bad photo of it, but what a thrill to see it even so well hidden in the foliage and so very high up. After all this, we headed back to the dikes around pools 9 and 10 to look for the short-eared owls. We searched for a couple of hours, but the wind had built up to a steady roar and the owls stayed hunkered down. One active birder, Denny Martin, spotted one a long distance away, and for a nanosecond I got a glimpse of it as it dropped down into some vegetation and disappeared, but I didn't see it well enough to count it myself. And then it got dark. I suppose I should have felt disappointed after driving all that way and spending a day with the one stated goal of seeing short-eared owls that I missed them. But that's the thing about birding. There were so many other delights to savor that I found myself smiling the whole way home and plotting out when to go down there next. Birding is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but every possibility is rich and sweet. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.